Garland looks good on you.
Okay, please, everyone, take your places. Jai Sparikar, Sri Sri Guru Granga, Sri Sri Gandharvika, Giridhari Ju, Kijai. Om Gyana Tamarandasya, Gyananjana Shalakaya, Chakshurun Militam Dena, Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha. Sri Siddhanta Sarasvati iti vidito gorya gorvanvaye bhato bhanuriva prabhata gagane yogoda sankirtanai mayavad tamingalo dragatan udritya jivaniman krishna prema subhadi gahana sukham padat parabhum tam bhaje namo gori kishoraya bhaktavaduta murtaye gorangri padma bringaya Radha Bhavana Shevane Vande Bhaktivinodanam Sri Gaura Shakti Sarupakam Bhakti Shastra Gyasam Rajang Radha Rasa Sudha Nidhim. Jai Sparikar Sri Sri Guru Garanga Sri Sri Gandharvika Giridhari Ju Ki Jai Vancha kalpatrubhyascha kripa sindhubhyevacha patitanang pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Today marks the disappearance of His Divine Grace, Bhagavan Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Goswami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada. He disappeared from our vision on December 31st, 1936. His disappearance pastimes were especially of note in regard to his disciple Srila Bhakti Rakak Shridhardev Goswami Maharaj. Srila Maharaj said that he was called, he felt that he was very fortunate to be called to serve at the sickbed of his Guru Maharaj. So he was present at the time of his Guru Maharaj's passing, which I believe took place in his Ultadanga Mat, Gaudiya Mat in Kolkata. Many pastimes surrounded with the opening of that mat and the history of that mat. Srila Sridhar Maharaj, I believe, was serving in Bombay, but I'm not sure. Could have been another place, but at any rate, he was heard news of Srila Saraswati Thakur's illness and was called to come and serve His Divine Grace, and he did so. And Srila Sridhar Maharaj said that there were shifts divided up so that devotees were always attending Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And Srila Sridhar Maharaj said that he wanted the most difficult shift. So he took shift from I'm not sure what exactly, I don't remember, but something like 1 in the morning until 3 o'clock in the morning or something like that. A time when it would be difficult for to be awake. And Srila Sridhar Maharaj wanted that difficult time to render his service. And he did so, and just prior to Srila Saraswati Thakur's disappearance, I think we all know the story that he asked that song Sri Rupa Mandri Pada be sung. And one of his disciples was chosen to sing, but Srila Saraswati Thakur was not so satisfied. He asked that someone else do the singing, and he asked that that person be Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And to make his point clear, Srila Saraswati Thakur said that he was not interested only in the tune. There was some substance, a substantial thing that he wanted to hear, and he thought that Srila Sridhar Maharaj could supply that substantial thing. So Srila Sridhar Maharaj was called and he was brought. The other devotee was asked to stop, and Srila Sridhar Maharaj began singing Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, which we have heard is also the highest song of the Vaishnavas, Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Sri Rupa Manjari Pada. Say more Sampradā. Say more. Say more. Sri Rupa Manjari Pada. Say more. Bhajana Pujana. So here Sri Rupa Goswami describes the idea Sri Rupa Manjari Pada. Want to make sure who is the author of the song. I said figures. Yes, Narottam Das Thakur, of course. So, Narottam Das Thakur, his guru, initiating spiritual master, was Lokanath Das Thakur, Lokanath Goswami. But Narottam Das Thakur is writing this beautiful song in praise of Sri Rupa Manjari, Sri Rupa Goswami. And in one stanza of the song is wondering, asking, when will my divine master take me by the hand and give me by my hand to the hand of Sri Rupa Manjari to be engaged in her service. So, as I began, this is considered to be the highest or one of the highest songs expressing the aspirations of the Vaishnava, Gaudiya Vaishnava. Srila Sridhar Maharaj explained that the highest aspiration for us is the position being described here, a servant of Sri Rupa Manjari. We don't have the option or the possibility to become one of the Sakhi servitors of Sri Mati Radharani, one of the friendly friend servitors of Sri Mati Radharani. But there are some junior servitors serving under the direction of Srimati Lalita Devi, who is directly serving under Srimati Radharani. And under the direction of Sri Lalita is Sri Rupa Manjari, and by the grace of our Sri Gurudev, Uh, than that highest aspiration of ours may be realized. And this is what is being taught to us by Sri Narottam Das Thakur in his song, Sri Rupa Manjari Pada. So Sri Rupa is the object of our bhajan, our worship, our service, everything, our aspiration is that all of these things will bring us to the lotus feet of Sri Rupa Manjari, and that she will mercifully engage us in some seva to the divine couple under the direction of our own guru. So this was made very clear to me on the occasion of my sannyas initiation. And after hearing the name that Srila Sridhar Maharaj had selected for me, Bhakti Kanangiri, I had to know, Maharaj, what is the meaning of Bhakti Kanangiri? So he said that Kanan means the forest of Vrindavan, and Giri means Giri Govardhan. So there in the forest of, in Govardhan, actually not the forest of Vrindavan, but the forest of around Govardhan, that there the pastimes of the divine couple are being enacted in their, all their pristine glory. But especially as their pastimes of Radha Kund, which are the pastimes of the highest prominence for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And I was listening to a recording recently. Srila Sridhar Maharaj was talking about some difference in the different Gaudiya Acharyas. Now I've forgotten, Nimbarka Acharya. He was, I believe, the Nimbarka Acharya. In that line, they are very attached to the nocturnal pastimes that we were reading about recently in Krishna book. Sri Krishna is dancing with the gopis in the forest of Vrindavan. And this is an evening, nighttime pastime of the Lord. And it's very intimate. And reading those pastimes, we are embarrassed, actually, to read such intimate, loving affair, the intimate loving affairs of Sri Krishna with his most intimate servitors in the mood of conjugal rasa, madhura rasa, conjugal love. And at any rate, Srila Sridhar Maharaj was explaining that as high and as glorious and as intimate as these pastimes of the Rasa Leela, Krishna engaging in his beautiful pastimes with the young damsels, the beautiful young ladies, of young girls of Sri Vrindavan, Gokula, that for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, there is a superior position that we worship and that we hold most dear. And they are the daytime pastimes of Radha Govinda and Radha Kund. They're sporting pastimes in Sri Radha Kund. Well, Srila Sridhar Maharaj was explaining that I Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Bhakti Kanan Giri Maharaj, you will have your place in Govardhan, and there you will spend your time. But sometimes when there is necessity, your guru will call you to come to Radhakund and serve there under the direction of your guru who is living there at Radhakund. So a little distance we will stay, a safe distance, under the shelter of Sri Govardhan. And our guru, who is qualified for such things, he will stay at Radhakund under the direction of Rupa Goswami, Sri Rupa Manjari. And sometimes we will be called to do some seva there, maybe to bring some flowers or something like that. So this song of Sri Narottam Das Thakur gives some expression about these things, explains them, and the explanation comes not from the words alone, but from the divine current, the goodwill of Sri Narottam Das Thakur, who himself, his position is already established there, and he is giving some hint, some hint and some understanding for us, how we should properly understand the real aspiration of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur called Srila Sridhar Maharaj to sing this beautiful song because he thought that this substance could be expressed by Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And it was the substance that was giving Saraswati Thakur the what he wanted to hear. So it's very easy to remember, maybe not so easy for all of us, but it's relatively easy to remember some words and to repeat those words, to memorize some songs and some slokas and some quotations and many things, to remember them and to repeat them and repeat them over and over. And through such repetition, if we are fortunate, if we do so under the direction of our guru, then the things, the pastimes that we are repeating, the philosophy that we are repeating, and the words of our divine masters that we are repeating, preaching, trying to distribute to others, then they may manifest within us. That was the idea Srila Sridhar Maharaj was expressing to me. If I am fortunate, then, actually he said, then the divine couple, Sri Radha Govinda, they will come and live in your heart. So, by serving the divine couple, at first, in a very clumsy way, a very awkward way, but by trying to serve their lordships. And the only way possible for us under the guidance of their divine servitors, our Sri Gurudev, then everything may one day come to be understood, and maybe many lifetimes, but one day will come to be understood by us, and when we can understand that divine substance in the proper way, that we are always the servant of that divine substance, then we will, if we are very fortunate, then we will get such promotion as was indicated according to Srila Sridhar Maharaj's God Brothers, such promotion as was indicated that he received when Srila Saraswati Thakur asked him to sing the beautiful song. Well, that is the way of progress. Causeless mercy of the higher Vaishnavas, through our service and through our sincere efforts to please them, then we may be so fortunate to get a position like that, that they will take, show their mercy to us and transmit. Srila Sridhar Maharaj discussed this as the transmission. Saraswati Thakur is transmitting something from him to Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And that transmission was who was the current leader of the Sri Rupanuga Sampradaya, that transmission was being given to Srila Sridhar Maharaj, that he should be recognized as the next in that succession of leaders of Sri Rupanuga Guru Varga, Sri Rupanuga Sampradaya. That also means that so we accept that transmission occurred. And we accept that Srila Sridhar Maharaj got that position. But that means also that we accept the power of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur to make such a transmission. As Srila Sridhar Maharaj said, when confronted with the question the doubt that how can the finite know the infinite? And Srila Sridhar Maharaj said, he replied in his own coin or his own kind, that if the infinite is merciful, if the infinite chooses to reveal himself to the finite, then the finite can know the infinite. So if our Sri Guru chooses to reveal himself, then he may do so. And there is no, there can be no question on our part, what is coming from that divine plane, coming by his own sweet will, can get no argument from us. We cannot argue, make any argument that, oh, it should have gone to this person rather than that person, or it should have come to me rather than to him, or something like this. This matter, what is coming from that divine realm, is going by his own sweet will. We have no right there. All right is with him. All rights reserved with the sweet absolute. We have the right to serve that sweet will. That is our right. And that is our hope, that we may get the chance to recognize where that divine flow is manifesting, where it is coming. It's not an easy thing to see. So many have missed it. It's very clear that many had the opportunity and missed seeing it. I've been having some discussion on the internet about the position of Srila Govinda Maharaj. And there are many who say that they are followers of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and they announce themselves as his followers, his those who are serving him by understanding his message. And even they are instructing us that we are doing wrongly. We are not proceeding in the right way according to the mood of Srila Sridhar Maharaj or according to his direction. So we are getting some instruction from various parties that feel that they have the real understanding of the substance Srila Sridhar Maharaj was trying to give to us. And but I cannot agree with them, because in trying to understand the real substance that Srila Sridhar Maharaj is giving, reading his books, hearing his talks, quoting him, maybe verbatim, his exact words, but yet the substance is entirely missing, completely missing. The substance of what he gave, the words are hollow, shooting blanks. Srila Sridhar Maharaj described such thing as shooting blanks. They're making a loud noise, but there's no substance. There's no bullet being fired. Nothing is coming from the gun. And that's because they have ignored the dearmost servant of Srila Sridhar Maharaj. Who Srila Sridhar Maharaj said, anyone who has the least faith in me, they should put this faith and give this faith and respect to Srila Govinda Maharaj. So those who would not do that, who did not do that, and who have not done that, and who will not do it, then it tells me that they do not have the least respect for Srila Sridhar Maharaj. They may say many things, oh, we are serving, or we know what Srila Sridhar Maharaj wants. We know what his desire. We know that how to correct those who are in the line of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, in the line of Srila Govinda Maharaj. We will correct you. We will tell you what Srila Sridhar Maharaj really wants. You don't know. You can't understand it, but we understand it. But they don't understand this very simple and straight thing. That who has connection with Srila Sridhar Maharaj has that connection in one way and one way only, and that is through his divine grace, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj. And during Srila Sridhar Maharaj's time, it was very clear that that was the only way that anyone had any connection with him, because no one was allowed to go to the upstairs where Srila Sridhar Maharaj had his room without the permission of Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadev Goswami Maharaj. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There were steps going to Srila upstairs to Srila Sridhar Maharaj's room, and there was a gate. And you did not pass through that gate without the permission of Srila Govinda Maharaj. He decided. And he decided because that was Srila Sridhar Maharaj's decision, that he will decide. Govinda Maharaj will decide. Very simple. Very simple. You want to serve in this mat, you follow Govinda Maharaj. That was Srila Sridhar Maharaj's direct order to all the members of the mat, whoever they may be. Old devotees, senior devotees, new devotees. If Govinda Maharaj says do something, and you heard me say to do something different, then you do what Govinda Maharaj says. Follow him. You can't be more clear than that. And yet, after Srila Sridhar Maharaj's disappearance, many declared, oh yes, we are following Srila Sridhar Maharaj, but are you following Govinda Maharaj? No, it's not necessary to follow him. Everyone has the right to choose their own guru, to follow their own, who they have faith in. Oh, but you have faith in Srila Sridhar Maharaj. Yes, we have faith in Srila Sridhar Maharaj. But he said, if you have the least faith in me, then you will follow Govinda Maharaj. You will offer that faith and respect to Govinda Maharaj. Have you done that? No. We see that the acharya that Srila Sridhar Maharaj selected, that is only something which is later to be understood, to be verified or not by the assembly of devotees. In other words, Srila Sridhar Maharaj can make his selection, but the assembly of devotees are free to accept it or reject it. And we have rejected it. They have rejected it because they do not follow the direction of Srila Govinda Maharaj, and they will not. They have no association with Srila Govinda Maharaj. They give no help to his mission or his movement or anything, and yet they portray themselves as some sort of highly knowledgeable persons who have understood the real conception of Srila Sridhar Maharaj. They've understood nothing. Blank, empty, hollow, shallow people. They have nothing. It's not so easy. The substance is not so easy to see. It's not so easy to understand. And not everyone will understand it. Actually, almost no one will understand it. That is a fact. We are trying and we cannot understand it. We are trying. Pujala Ragapat Gaurava Bhangay. That thing is so high. This is Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's guidance to us. It is so high. Very, very, very high thing. The conception that we worship, that we appreciate. Sri Rupa Manjari Pada. Say more Sampada. Say more Bhajana Pujana. That which we worship, that which we adore, that which we are trying to serve. Such a fine substance. How will you see it if you are not fine, if you do not have the fine vision to see it? How will you serve what you cannot see? So, that service is very difficult to attain. If it takes us lifetimes or thousands of lifetimes to find it, to understand it, to see it, then we'll be very fortunate if after those many lifetimes we get that chance. Pujala Ragapat, Gaurava Bhangay. Matila Harijan, Vishayarangay. Very great words of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Our divine guide. Now we are all consider ourselves the followers of the Sampradaya of Saraswati, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. I was having a discussion with a friend of mine. I was saying that it was clear to me when Srila Govinda Maharaj named six acharyas that he understood the outcome of doing that would be six acharyas, then six sampradayas, and six missions. And a friend of mine was arguing with this point. You can't call it sampradaya. But I think it's correct that I call it sampradaya. We are in the sampradaya of Saraswati Thakur. And his disciples, each of them have their sampradayas. We are Gaudiya, Madhva, Brahma, Madhva, Gaudiya, Sampradaya. This means that within Brahma Sampradaya, there is Madhva Sampradaya. Madhva has a Sampradaya. It's part of Brahma Sampradaya, but it's Madhva Sampradaya. Those who are followers of Madhva Acharya, a line develops, a line there is that is a line of disciplic succession following Sri Madhva. Then the next major line is the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarup Damodar, Ramananda Roy, Rupa Goswami, Rupa and Sanatan. That line of Chaitanya Krishna Chaitanya, that is a sampradaya within a sampradaya. Sampradaya within Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. But also distinct because so it is within and also separate because Baladeva Vidyabhushan established that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his teachings, his precepts, the introduction of his philosophical conception of achintya beda beda tattva, that this is a unique philosophical teaching and therefore another unique branch, another sampradaya coming from the Supreme Lord himself, as each sampradaya does. But overall, we are considered as Brahma Madhva Gaudiya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sampradaya within the Brahma sampradaya, Madhva sampradaya, and Gaudiya sampradaya, Mahaprabhu sampradaya. And within Mahaprabhu, his sampradaya, Rupa Goswami, the line coming from Rupa Goswami, we're following that line. So that's also sampradaya. And in that line, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he has his sampradaya. And that sampradaya we know a little better than the others because it's closer, we know some of the acharyas of that sampradaya, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Bhaktivedanta Sridhardev Goswami Maharaj. And there are others also, important preachers and devotees of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And I just want to take a moment to mention another thing that I was discussing with a friend of mine that was very disconcerting to me, and I hope this idea will not be conceived as true by others. He was a friend of mine, he's a very highly placed and recognized preacher in International Society for Krishna Consciousness, ISKCON. And a very nice devotee. He is a sadhu, a real sadhu, a sannyasi. And I have respect for him. But he said something which I could not let pass, and I was very surprised to hear. He said that Gaudiya Math was a failure, and only ISKCON was a success. If it were not, he said, you could combine all the preaching of Gaudiya Math, and it would not equal 1/100th of the success of ISKCON, something like that. So I presented some reasons for my disagreement with that statement. And one of them is our Leela Sundari Devi here. Well, you may say that it is all a failure, that nothing was accomplished by anyone except ISKCON. But try telling that to Leela Sundari Devi or any of the other disciples, who she is a disciple of Srila Govinda Maharaj. But tell that to any of the disciples of Srila Sridhara Maharaj, or even Keshava Maharaj, or Madhav Maharaj, Goswami Maharaj, Bhakti Saranga Goswami Maharaj, and others. They established temples, and their disciples got connection with Gaudiya Math. Gaudiya Math means, as Srila Sridhara Maharaj said, the preaching mission of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And that preaching mission extended not only from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur himself, directly from him, but through his acharyas, through his devotees. And many his devotees preached according to his capacity. And when Srila Sridhara Maharaj, one ISKCON devotee came to Srila Sridhara Maharaj and mentioned something like this to him, that we are actually, I think it was Kirtananda Maharaj. He was saying that we are preaching and we are following Swami, our Gurudev, our Guru, and we are preaching, and we are preaching very, you know, widely, and millions of people are coming to see Srila Prabhupada in his golden palace in New Vrindavan. And Srila Sridhara Maharaj said, but do not think you are the only ones. And Kirtananda Maharaj said, no, we don't think that, but they do think that. And this devotee who said this to me, he thinks that they are the only ones. And Gaudiya Math is a failure, and ISKCON is a success. But ISKCON is part of Gaudiya Math. That was Srila Sridhara Maharaj's vision. Because the founder of ISKCON, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, is a disciple of Srila Saraswati Thakur and a member of Gaudiya Math. Srila Sridhara Maharaj's remark was, you are not the only ones. Do not think you are the only ones preaching. And there is also quality and quantity. That is also something to consider. What is the quality of what is being presented? Not just that something is being presented, but what is the quality that is within? That's what we're discussing today, the substance. What is the substance within? That is highly refined substance or gross substance? So, connotation and denotation. As the quality increases, then the quantity generally decreases. The things of highest quality are found in the least supply. Right? There, wood can be found everywhere. But Teak is very rare. Teak is a very hard wood, almost impervious to water and rot, and it's amazing, and it's a beautiful wood also. But it's a very expensive wood, and it's very expensive because it's very rare. Pine is very inexpensive because pine grows all over the place. It's harvested in huge quantities, grows easily, quickly. So whether it be wood or gold or diamonds, things of high quality, they are things that are found in small supply. Srila Swami Maharaj, when he was at the helm of ISKCON, directly at the helm of ISKCON, then quality and quantity were both being distributed. We have no doubt. But it's also possible that after the disappearance of such a great acharya, that quantity may continue to go on, or maybe even increase, and yet the quality is not what it was formerly. This is very common. When I was helping one time with project for making money for the Kitanagari farm. We were manufacturing a health food bar called we called it the Yogi Bar. That was like a sweet treat, you know, like a little bar, like the size of a big candy bar, but made with nutritional thing, nuts and dates and things like that. Fruits and nuts, things that will be nutritionally good for you. So we were looking, so it started off being made in one of the kitchens at the Gitanagari farm. But the orders, it was becoming popular, and orders were coming in, and we knew we had to increase the production if we were going to be able to fulfill the orders. We couldn't keep cooking it in a few ovens and doing the whole process by hand. So we went to look at some equipment. I went with one devotee who was actually leading the project. His name was Gaurahari. And we went to, I think it was Illinois, someplace in Illinois, maybe Chicago, to see some giant mixers, these big Hobart mixers. And they had the mixer where you could mix it, and it also had a heating element in the mixer to keep the candy-like material hot, the syrup or whatever it was. I forget now what was being used, but it had to be kept warm during the mixing process. So the man we were talking to was telling us, that he's seen many of these businesses like ours fail when they go from our kitchen operation to a commercial operation. And he said the reason they fail is because you don't keep the standard of quality. You start making big batches and packaging them in large amounts and distributing them. And you have to make compromises. You may think that you have to make compromises in different areas too. Increase the production. So that's a very natural thing. If when we try to increase the production, increase the output, we may neglect the quality of the product. And Srila Prabhupada, he was very concerned about this. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, he was very concerned. And he said over and over again that he was not looking for many stars. He was not interested in many stars. One moon will supply the light of many stars. All the stars in the sky do not supply the light of one moon. And he was looking for that one moon. If he could find one moon amongst his disciples, then he felt that his job would be successful. His job, what was his job? To see that the preaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's precepts would be carried on after him. So he was interested in one moon, and he said he was not interested in many disciples either. What is the use of so many neophyte disciples? And he said his Guru Maharaj also, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was disturbed that he was getting many neophyte disciples. What is the point? What is the need for that? Some stalwart, some real persons of what he was interested in. So I think it's fair to say that Srila Sridhar Maharaj had the same interest. And he found that one disciple in Srila Bhakti Sundar Govindadeva Goswami Maharaj. There the substance. I, in the beginning, couldn't understand Srila Govinda Maharaj. I admit that. I saw him as senior servitor of Srila Sridhar Maharaj. I knew Srila Sridhar Maharaj had much regard for him. Not regard, much regard, yes, but much hope that Srila Govinda Maharaj would carry on what Srila Sridhar Maharaj was presenting. And he was sure that he would do that also. Srila Sridhar Maharaj was sure. Govinda Maharaj was the one. For a long time, he knew that this disciple of his, Srila Govinda Maharaj, he could do the job. So he told us what he believed himself. Srila Sridhar Maharaj told us what he believed himself. This is the man, this is the one who can carry on after me. As his Guru Maharaj, Saraswati Thakur, expressed the feeling that after reading the poem about Bhaktivinoda Thakur written by Srila Sridhar Maharaj, that now I'm satisfied at least one person after me is there who can carry on the conception of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So Srila Sridhar Maharaj was satisfied that at least there was one who could carry on his conception, and that was Srila Govinda Maharaj. And I never heard him, if there was any protege of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, there's only one that I know of that fits in that category, and that is Srila Govinda Maharaj. I never heard of Srila Sridhar Maharaj expressing anything about anyone like he expressed about Srila Govinda Maharaj. Anyone who has the least faith in me, put that faith and respect in Govinda Maharaj. I never heard Srila Sridhar Maharaj express that about anyone else. His god brothers know it, his disciples know it, we all know it, everyone knows it. It's in his will. It's in the conversation he had with Dr. Ami Astana when he made it clear that this is my successor. And Ami Astana, bless his heart, asked many important questions from every different angle. Oh, but some will say this, some will say that. Some will say that he's not fully your representative, only your partial representative. Some will say that you had many Ritviks and he is only another Ritvik. Some others were your Ritvik from 1984 and after, but now only at this time Govinda Maharaj is your Ritvik, becoming your Ritvik. And Srila Sridhar Maharaj's response to that, yes, Ritvik, but full representative is possible. Well, meaning, yes, he is my Ritvik, but permanently and fully. In all respects, he is my representative. In all respects, he is my representative. And yet some people think that, no, they are followers of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and now they are his representative, but neglecting Govinda Maharaj. Then it is not possible. The two things are not possible to exist simultaneously. Govinda Maharaj is the representative of Srila Sridhar Maharaj. Fully. Fully, fully, fully representative. And if anyone else says that he's the representative, it's hollow. Or partial at best. And partial means that they accept Govinda Maharaj and his position, and that their position with Srila Sridhar Maharaj is dependent upon their position with Srila Govinda Maharaj. Who has some status with Srila Govinda Maharaj, then he has some status with Srila Sridhar Maharaj. Otherwise not. So I do not accept the idea that Gaudiya Math is failure. Why? Who can tolerate it? This is a remark I consider it an offense to Srila Saraswati Thakur to make such a remark. That Gaudiya Math is a failure means Saraswati Thakur is a failure. Who will say that? No one will say that. But indirectly, it is the same thing. What is the difference? Leela, why are you going in there?
I was checking the water. Somebody had water boiling in there. I wanted to check it.
Now you've checked. So there are many missions after Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. First of all, there's the mission he established. Chaitanya, he established many mats, 64 mats in India. They, after his disappearance, they came under the management of different disciples, direct disciples of his. And we have our disagreement with them. Both my guru, Srila Swami Maharaj and Srila Sridhar Maharaj have heavily criticized the acharyas of those missions. But they never said that they are nothing. They never said they are complete failure, as this person was telling me. So even something is better than nothing. If there is some iota, some small portion of the goodwill of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur present in his books, in the books that are in the books of his, like Brahma Sanghita, in the magazines of his, like Gaudiya, Nadia Prakash, the Harmonist, if there is something in the lectures he gave, which have been recorded and produced as Sri Chaitanya's teachings, or the incredible book of Sri Nishikanta Sanyal, Sri Chaitanya's teachings. If there's any of the substance in, to be found in his disciples, like Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, who Srila Sridhar Maharaj said completed the work that his Guru Maharaj Srila Bhakti Siddhanta could not complete in his lifetime. And then, by his grace of Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, brought the West to him, to Srila Sridhar Maharaj. Saraswati Thakur wanted Srila Sridhar Maharaj to go to the West, and one of his godbrothers said, why? Srila Sridhar Maharaj said, because he would not be converted. Srila Sridhar Maharaj, if he went to the West for preaching, he would not be converted by the philosophy of the West that was being preached by those interested in such things, but which did influence at least one, heavily influence at least one of the preachers sent to England by Srila Saraswati Thakur. So that would not have happened with Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And when that preacher returned and declared to Bhaktivedanta Swami and I think Goswami Maharaj and Srila Sridhar Maharaj that they have questions which cannot be answered, and coming from the West, he thought, they have questions which cannot be answered. We have no suitable response. And Swami Maharaj said, what are those questions? You sit here, we'll discuss with Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And those questions were discussed and answered by Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And Swami Maharaj jumped up and said, today Europe has been defeated by Asia. All the Western philosophy cast into the dustbin. Finished. No value there. Nothing can stand in the face of the philosophy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as preached and practiced by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. His Gaudiya Math was the opposite of failure. What we know, we are products of Gaudiya Math. We would not be here if it were not for Gaudiya Math, if it were not for Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. That should be so obvious. Prabhupada said to his disciples that if he should disappear, Srila Swami Maharaj, if he should die and leave, he said, don't be worried. Your grandfather is there. He will protect you. And I was listening to someone asking Srila Sridhar Maharaj about this. How can that be? If the father the grandfather's already disappeared. If the father disappears, how is the grandfather going to protect? Srila Sridhar Maharaj said, it means that that the father will protect. If the grandfather can protect, then the father can protect. So, our guru may disappear from our presence, but whether father or grandfather or great-grandfather, he is protecting his sincere followers. So sincere service, sincere desire for that highest substance. Highest substance of Krishna consciousness means Krishna consciousness with no adulteration, no other interest. I'm not serving Krishna for any selfish purpose, including even liberation. I'm not serving because I want a ticket to Vrindavan. It's not my interest to live in Govardhan or to go to any of the higher spiritual planes. My interest is only to serve the lotus feet of Sri Sri Guru Gauranga, wherever they mercifully give me the chance to serve. When the butler is told, prepare my bags today, we're going from London to Yorkshire or someplace. Worcestershire. And the butler doesn't get to say, oh, I'm not really interested. I was thinking we could go tomorrow. No. The butler's job is only to pack the bags and attend his master, wherever his master may go. Oh, we're going from London to New York. We're going from London to Singapore. We're going from London to Hong Kong. We're going from London to anywhere, to Moscow, to Kiev, to Mexico, to Camden, some hellish place, as Gokulananda was saying yesterday. The butler's job is only pack the bags and make the preparation to go. So that is our position. So, and that was shown so clearly in the life of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when he was given the chance to make a mot in Ultadanga, which was the red light district of Calcutta, the district of the prostitutes, the district of the lowest of the low. As Gokulananda the other day on Gurudev's appearance day was describing our temple in Camden, our mot in Camden. And I was thinking, and he was saying it was the most dangerous city in the country. For several years, always number one. Number one is the most dangerous and the most poverty-stricken. That was Camden. The highest of the lowest. Number one of the lowest cities in America. By the grace of the Vaishnavas recently, I was also given such a position. The most despicable. Oh, I always thought myself as the lowest of the lowest, but being the most of the despicable means the highest position among the lowest. So, some better position I got by their grace. So Camden, always number one of the lowest, the highest of the lowest. The most dangerous, the most poverty-stricken, the most crime. And that was our first mot in New Jersey. And that, and I didn't know it at the time. I didn't hear this story till later. And Gurudev told it later. Actually, I think he may have told it in one of his visits here to New Jersey. That Saraswati Thakur, he got the chance to get a mot in Ultadanga in Calcutta, a place where men are going to find prostitutes. And someone asked him, well, why would he accept such a place? How could that be a good place for a mot? Govinda Maharaj said, he was not looking left, right, or behind. He was only looking forward. It wasn't his consideration, what is the place? Only that here is a place that we are being offered by Krishna for his service. That we can use this place to preach the precepts of Sriman Mahaprabhu, Bhaktivinod Thakur, and Srila Gaurakishor Das Babaji Maharaj. Who Gaurakishor Das Babaji Maharaj himself would not set foot in Calcutta. He found it to be such a horrid place of materialistic consciousness. And when Srila Saraswati Thakur heard that, then he knew that he must go to Calcutta for preaching. He must establish a place in the heart of Maya, where Maya is at the, where her stronghold is. We must go there and defeat Maya. And he did that. So, we are all here because by the grace of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he is living through his teachings, his vani. Those who serve his vani will live with him. He is living through his servitors. Those who serve their instructions will also serve him. We are very fortunate to have this Chaitanya Saraswat Math, which we also count as a part of Sri Gaudiya Math. We may be very tiny in our capacity, what we can do, but if one, even one person, finds some prospect in Krishna consciousness, some connection with Krishna consciousness, then we think it cannot be a failure. Then it must be some success. And we are not one. There are many, many, many like us, much bigger than us, whatever. So we see Gaudiya Math as a great success because Saraswati Thakur, his preaching, his stance, totalitarian war against Maya and even all other religious conceptions, that preaching cannot be a failure. And it is being continued today by thousands of persons who are pushing that same conception. Push back the wall of Maya. Push back the curtain of Maya. Push back the influence of Maya and establish the principles of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without compromise. No reason to compromise. When you have a beautiful jewel, there's no reason to make it something less. If you have something beautiful, you don't want to diminish its quality. So we pray by his grace, by the grace of our Guru Varga, we may continue to preach those conceptions of Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur according to our capacity. We are insignificant, we are most unqualified for the task, but perhaps also very, because of that, very much appreciative how extensive is his mercy, because getting even the smallest drop of that feeling that we have come in touch with something very high and valuable, and even receiving such a tiny part uh, feeling ourselves so much fortunate for that. Hare Krishna. Jai Sparikar, Sri Sri Guru Granga, Sri Sri Gandharvika Giridhari Ju Ki Jai. So we pray that our grandfather and great grandfather and our fathers, they'll all be merciful to us this day, acknowledging the divine Leela of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Pray that the great stalwart preacher, stalwart Vaishnava, exalted devotee of Sri Rupa, that he will be very merciful to us. And his blessings may be bestowed upon us and all those who are present with us. Jai Sparikar, Sri Sri Guru Granga, Sri Sri Gandharvika Giridhari Ju Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivajakacharya, Bhagavan Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Goswami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, Tirobhav Maha Mahotsava Ki Jai.
Jai.
Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivajakacharya Varya Ashtotara Sata Sri Srimad Srila Bhakti Sundara Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai.
Jai.
Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivajakacharya Varya Ashtotara Sata Sri Srimad Srila Bhakti Rakak Shridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivajakacharya Varya Ashtotara Sata Sri Srimad Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Jai.
Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Bhagavan Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Srila Gaurkishore Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Srila Satchidananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur Ki Jai.
Jai.
Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Vaishnava Sarvabhauma Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Sri Rupanuga Guru Varga Ki Jai.
Jai
Sri Gaudiya Math Ki Jai. Jai Sad Goswami Prabhu Ki Jai. Jai Namacharya Shaharidas Thakur Ki Jai. Anantikoti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai.
Jai
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Ganga Mai Ki Jai. Jamuna Mai Ki Jai. Vrindavan Mathura Dham Ki Jai. Mayapur Navadeep Dham Ki Jai. Tulsi Devi Bhakti Devi Ki Jai. Jai Sri Akar Mat Raj Sri Chaitanya Mat Ki Jai.
Jai
Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Jai.
Jai
Sparikar Sri Sri Guru Granga Sri Sri Gandharvika Giridhari Ju Ki Jai.
Jai.
Jai all the Vaishnava devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai.
Jai.
Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Nittai Gaur Premanande
Haribol.
Nittai Gaur Haribol.
Haribol.
Gaur Haribol.
Nittai Gaur Haribol.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.